broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Americans were told that the purpose of reform was to reduce the cost of health care. Instead, Democratic leaders produced a $2.5 trillion.
I would not bet she's suing for divorce.
The report says Hayden then snuck into a neighbor's house.
Our amendment clarifies that the purpose of the board is not
to... Get your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
Things are bad.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, our number 877-876-PHIL. Joining us this hour will be Vernon Dozier, a high school football coach, the athletic director at Belmar Academy, and as well as a teacher, one of the main teachers there of the regular curriculum. He's a health and science teacher. We'll be talking with him about the latest exploits here of there's no real latest exploits of Tiger Woods, but there are a few extra stories that are floating around. Our number is 877. Would you put the gentleman on hold for a moment, bud? 877-876-PHIL. And our website, philhendryshow.com. Story says Tiger Woods and his wife may be heading for a divorce. And joining us is Vernon Dozier from Glendale, California. Vernon, nice to talk with you again.
Always a pleasure, Phil.
And the other story I have here is Jessica Simpson. Quote, I knew about Tiger Woods' cheating ways. Jessica Simpson is furious about Star Magazine's report that she and Tiger Woods flirted and exchanged email addresses and cell phone numbers. The singer's already written the supermarket tabloid to refute its story and is said to be still steaming about it. A Dallas pal of Simpson says the entertainer, quote, never would have done such a thing because she knew all about Tiger and his cheating ways. According to the source, Simpson had heard about Woods wandering when she and Dallas Cowboy quarterback Tony Romo were still together. And like many people in the sports world, or Romo, I should say, Romo was well aware of Tiger's trysts, which now are being revealed as common knowledge by those who spent time with him both on and off the golf course.
Well, you know, it doesn't surprise me that Tony Romo knew, because in the world of male athletes, I'm sure these stories get told, you know. The fact that Jessica Simpson, you can add her name to the list.
She says that she was not. Where's the list of these? I had a list of the names of the women who were involved with Tiger Woods, so I need that list again. Here it is. Rachel Ukatel, Jamie Grubbs, Kalika Mokwin, Corey Rist, Jamie Youngers or Jungers, Mindy Lauten, Holly Sampson, Jocelyn James, and three unidentified women.
Well, there's three unidentified women, and I'll take this young lady, Jessica Simpson, at her word. But when I say add one to the list, I'm not necessarily talking about one who is having an affair with Tiger Woods or had an affair with Tiger Woods. I'm talking about another woman who's come out to make these claims about him, is what I'm talking about.
If we were to count to her, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
9 women, exactly. There's 9 women who have come out and in some way, shape, or form said that Tiger Woods is a man who is not faithful to his wife, is a man who has a low standard when it comes to personal behavior, is a man who has a... I would say that they're claiming he has some kind of an aberrant or over-indulged sexual appetite. And generally, Phil, what you've got is a young man who, were he not dealing with this, would be starting the PGA Tour in January, out on a golf course, ready to smash more records, ready to win more tournaments, perhaps a few more major tournaments, ready to earn a lot of money for his sponsors, ready to earn a lot of money for the PGA Tour, and that means earning money for other golfers. And we would be enjoying this. But,
well, it sounds to me like you don't like the publicity he's gotten. Isn't it his fault?
Is it his fault? Let me ask you a question. I don't mean to.
I mean, if you say Tiger Woods is going to be out on the golf course this year, or could be, and instead he's withdrawn, obviously, and he could be making a lot of money, and he could be doing all of these things and smashing records, isn't this his fault?
Let me answer your question by asking this. Tiger Woods would be out on the golf course this January when the PGA season starts for 2010, when they go to Hawaii, when they go out to L.A., when they begin the tour, and they go to Greensboro and all of these tournaments that we all know and that we all love, and we watch Tiger and, of course, the Masters. But I'm looking at a list of nine women. Not one. Not two. Nine. Nine women, including this Jessica Simpson, who did not have this relationship with him that these other women had. I understand that, but she still adds her name to the list of women who wants to make sure that everybody knows that they did this and that with Tiger Woods. And so what are we left with? We are left with the understanding that the sports world and the sports fans and the golf fans would be having a terrific time this coming January watching this young golfer of 33 go out and smash some more records were it not for the fact that nine women couldn't keep their mouths shut. Now, the reason why I bring that up, Phil...
All right, well, you're getting into the...
Hold on, let me tell you why I'm bringing that up. My second wife, and I've told you this, and I've told your audience this, my second wife I married the day after she graduated from high school. Now, she was a student of mine, but I never was involved inappropriately with her. But as soon as she graduated, that night, we got on a plane for Las Vegas. One of the reasons why I had to take her to Las Vegas to marry her, and she was of age, and we were married. I think we'd still be married were it not for her family. And the reason why I say that is because what do you think ruined that marriage? She had a kid sister who went and blah, blah, you know, blah, 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 told the parents about everything. And from that day forward, Wendy was on the phone with her mother every other day and her mother crying into the phone. And
all right, you're relating a personal experience. Why?
Because I'm trying to tell you that it is in other words, I'd still be married and Tiger Woods would still be on a golf course if it wasn't for disloyal women. Okay, and I'm not a woman hater, Phil.
Well, that's what I was going to say here. It sounds like we're singling out women.
No, I'm not singling out women. I am not singling out women because the men have basically bent over for this. The men have gone along with it. So, no, I'm not singling the women out at all. I'm singling out men and women. I'm singling out the women, nine of them, that couldn't keep their mouths shut. And I'm not, Phil, look, understand something. If Tiger Woods has a problem with his wife, I understand that, and she has every right in the world to divorce him or do whatever she wants. And she knows, and he knows. But when nine women open their big mouths and rat this guy to anybody and everybody that's got a checkbook, and I'm telling you that the kid sister of my second wife, she couldn't keep her mouth shut. I'm telling you, and there are men that go along with this because my wife's my father-in-law, who is 10 years younger than me, he was about as sissified as I've ever seen it.
All right, I got to interrupt you, okay?
But no, he was really sissified. He went along with it.
I got to interrupt you. Hold on. Tiger Woods would be out there playing golf if it wasn't for a bunch of women that couldn't keep their mouths shut.
This is not anything I'm making up, Phil. I'm not making this up,
Well, suppose that we had the accident in front of the house. We had the...
We knew that he had a problem with his wife, but these women, did anybody go to their houses and force them at gunpoint to give a statement to the press? No. But not a one of them could keep their mouths shut. And there wasn't a man out there, not man enough, to stand up and say, hey, honey, not honey, but hey, lady, I mean, one of you, all right, is already one too many. Do nine of you have to go out and stick your own individual dagger into the back of Tiger Woods? And that's what's going on.
And so you're pretty sure you feel that Tiger Woods would be on the tour this January were it not for the big mouths of these women, to put it your way?
I'm absolutely convinced of it. But they all had to open their big mouths so that they could, A, take down a powerful man, B, tell everybody that they'd slept with him, because I guess that gives them, there's some kind of currency in that for them, C, make a however. And I'm telling you, I don't think it's the nature of a woman, but I got to tell you, I don't think women look at loyalty the same way men do, and I don't think that women look at privacy the same way men do. I mean, these nine women, you walk up to them and say, you stuck a knife into Tiger Woods. Here's a knife for each of you. All of the nine women line up, and I show them Tiger Woods' back. In fact, I make Tiger Woods stand there and lean against a wall. I just lean against the wall, Tiger, with your face to the wall. You're about to get stuck with a knife. All nine of them with their own individual knives, stick them in Tiger. I don't think not a one of them, would have a problem with it. And I have to tell you,
boy, that sure is throwing a big blanket over all women.
Did I do that? I'm telling you, though, is it my imagination or were these nine women?
No, it was.
All right, behind every unsuccessful man is a disloyal woman who ruined his life with her big fat mouth. You know how they always say that behind...
Now, what do you say to me?
Behind every successful man is a great woman. Well, behind every unsuccessful man is a woman that can't keep that pie hole closed long.
What do you say to me when I tell you it sounds to me like you got a problem with women?
I got no problem with women. Is the story what it is? It is what it is, isn't it? Nine women, big mouths, man, no job. It's like math. I mean, you could have put this in a book of calculus, trigonography, or however they say it.
You're a math teacher, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Trigonometry is what it's called. Isn't that what it is?
You're the math teacher.
I know I'm a math teacher. I'm talking about some a different kind of math. Women, that as soon as a man's got something good going, decide that, well, I can't have them myself. I think I'll just go ahead and take a spear and run him through with it. Thank you. Thank you very much. And
is a lot of this have to do with the fact that you had a wife whose kid sister?
Yeah, because I experienced this before Tiger Woods. Absolutely, yeah.
So this woman that you married, she was 18?
Yeah, she was graduated from high school, and her kid sister went yapping off to her parents, just yap with her mouth.
877-876-PHIL on the Phil Hendry Show. It's Vernon Dozier joining us. Behind every unsuccessful man is a disloyal woman. Was Tiger Woods taken down by nine or eight or seven or however many of them that were actually interviewed by the press? Was Tiger Woods taken down by, disloyal women? 877-876-PHIL. Well, I want to get into that.
I don't want to talk about that right now.
All right, we're back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Vernon Dozier about the story today that Jessica Simpson said she knew about Tiger's cheating ways. She didn't want to have anything to do with him. You are saying that Tiger Woods was not taken down by his own stupidity. He was taken down by disloyal women.
What I'm saying to you, Phil, is this to your listeners. I wanted to be very clear. I don't hate women. I'm trying to be as honest as I can. Tiger Woods has been ruined. 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 One of the greatest golfers, the greatest golfer in the history of the game, has been ruined by not one woman saying, I had an affair with Tiger Woods, but eight or nine of them coming forward to get her moment in the sun and say, oh, I did too. It's almost like a classroom full of kids who stand there and they're going, oh, call on me. He was destroyed. Destroyed. One of the greatest athletes in the history of the world has been destroyed by women who are falling all over themselves to rat him out and ruin him.
And well, you did say that there was some kind of a monetary motive,
Well, I don't know. I mean, you want to say I got a problem with women. I think these women got a problem with men. I think women have a problem with men if they take one of the greatest athletes in the history of the world and decide that they're going to stick him through with a spear and leave him to rot in the noonday sun. Because why? For the sheer pleasure of watching a man writhe in pain.
I got to tell you.
What about the fact that he toyed with their hearts? What about the fact that they might have been promised things?
Well, what are we? Are we adults here or little children? These women stayed in the finest hotel. You heard that one woman. I don't know what her name, that one was saying, and I had, bubble bath or whatever she said she had.
Well, there was one gal who said she had a private room.
Yeah, they had private rooms. They had spa treatments. They had everything that women want when they go to these hotels. You get a, what do you call it? You get a facial or something, and, and a back rub or however they do it. They had everything they wanted, okay? Now one woman says, well, maybe I had an affair, and nine of them come out because they want to make sure that the body's cold. They want to make sure that Tiger Woods is not able to get up, struggle to his feet, somehow make his way back onto the tour and have some kind of a career left. No, they want to make sure they have left him there drained of every drop of blood. And I'm telling you,
And you are a guy, as you said, who had this happen to you, so we need for people to know that.
Did you hear me talking about it at all?
I know that you married a student of yours.
But did I ever say that her 15-year-old sister wouldn't shut up about it? No, I never did until now. Until I told the Tiger Woods story, I kept my mouth shut about that brat. I don't want to make it about me, okay?
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Let's go over to Vicki in Los Angeles. Vicki, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier. Go ahead, please.
I just don't understand, Vernon. Okay, if you were a teacher and you married a girl out of high school, where she graduated, and then you're mad because her sister was telling on you, told her parents. I mean, what kind of sense does that make? You were a teacher?
The young lady was 18 when I married her, so she's a legal age.
But you said her father, you said your father-in-law was 10 years younger than you.
Yeah.
How old are you? How old were you?
It's not illegal. I'm not answering these questions. My behavior is completely
illegal.
You're on the radio. The point that I was making is that brat sister of hers blathered everything to the father, and then he was on the phone every day with his daughter, telling her what a big mistake she made. And
probably so. I would be on the phone with my daughter too.
Well, it ain't about me. What about Tiger Woods? I'm defending Tiger Woods against women.
Tiger Woods got
not
his
one,
own
not
control.
Two. No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Yes,
nine
he did.
Women stuck the knife
he
in him. Nine, it only took
women.
One.
If
how come these women have got
to
all rat him out?
He
how come he
given
gave
them something?
Well, that's right.
He hasn't given them anything to talk about.
Once you give a woman something to talk about, she'll never shut up. That's what you're saying.
Well, you shouldn't have given her. He shouldn't have messed with nine women. Why didn't he just pick one?
Then you're not disagreeing with me.
Why does he need nine?
Women can't shut up.
All right. Well, I mean, but the lady is saying that let's put it this way. He pissed off nine people.
Okay, so he pissed off nine people. Does that mean they got to go and holler it on the top of every mountain? They got to go out into the street and yell it?
You're ill.
She thinks it's funny because women love to see a man crawl. And
Tiger Woods is the victim here.
Tiger is the victim here, not just of these cows. With
my
the big
God.
Let's
like
watch
women.
The cow thing. Watch the cow
like
thing,
women.
Okay?
You don't like women. I'm a woman, would that make me a cow?
No, I like women. I just don't like you. You've had an attitude since you called up.
You don't even know me.
And I guess...
You don't even know
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I do. I do. You're making
you don't
a big,
like women.
Okay.
It's obvious.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something right now. Can I tell you something? My mother used to kiss me on the lips when she dropped me off at school. You going to laugh about that?
No, I still kiss mine on the lips. So what's wrong with that?
I've got news for you. It embarrasses your sons, and people start thinking they're weird for their mothers. And
no, you're the strange one. And if it was my daughter that you got on a plane I'd be on the phone, too.
Well, guess what? You got nothing to say about it. She's 18.
Yeah, but you're not married to her anymore, are you?
What?
Are you married to her?
No, I'm not married to her because her father and her mother butted in. Because
yeah, they needed to. She was 18. She didn't know any better. You were the pervert.
Wait a minute. How come
you should have got somebody your
legal?
Age.
Why is it legal? Why is it legal? Why
doesn't
is it
matter
legal
if it's legal. You took a child
doesn't
out of
matter
high
if it's
school.
Legal. Doesn't matter if it's
child,
legal.
You took a child out of high school, jumped on a plane, and married
ain't
her.
Nothing has ever. Well, it sure didn't happen to you, did it?
That was
Didn't happen to you.
And if a pervert took my daughter at 18 out of
pervert.
High school. Yeah, you are. You are. You should have somebody your own age, and then you want to pick Tiger Woods.
At my house, Tiger Woods is a victim of nine big fat mouths, and
big
they all belong to women, and they all belong to women. Yeah.
Well, you got issues.
And Vicky, if you showed up at my house, you know what? Even though you're a woman, I'd give you a roundhouse right to the jaw.
Hey, man, watch
Phil
it. Hendry. Watch it, okay?
I don't care anymore.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL as we talk with Vernon Dozier here about Tiger Woods. And your point of view, Vernon, is that...
I think we are now seeing, Phil, the manhood of the average golf fan. It doesn't exist. They have all receded into the background while the women jump up on the, on the battlements and shriek, like that queen of the, what's her name, Bodega? You know, the...
I don't know what you're talking, you're getting, I know you're a history fan, you know.
The one, the Baruka, the one that was the queen of the Brits, and she shrieked like a banshee. Did you ever see this movie?
I got to get to a phone call, okay?
Hold on. Did you ever see the movie Braveheart?
Yes, I saw Braveheart.
Okay, that is a film that was very ahead of its time. It was made by this man, Mel Gibson. That's a film about Tiger Woods, because Tiger Woods was a Braveheart. He was a man who was out conquering worlds that other golfers dare not even imagine. Tiger Woods did things that Jack Nicklaus, he'd wet his pants if he thought about doing them. And at the end, what did they do? They cut his guts out, and it was a big comedy show. You saw the movie, right?
I saw the movie. I think it's a little bit of a stretch to compare Tiger Woods to this guy, William Wallace.
Well, it was the same story. It was a man, he was a champion, and everybody loved him. Oh, yeah, they loved him, all right. But at the end, when the women, which in the movie are the British, got him and cornered him and started to cut his guts loose, all of the men, all of the fans, where are they? Hiding. Because they're afraid. You want to know why they're afraid? They're afraid of mama. And that's why we get into that female fear. And
well, all right, so now you're getting into the mama thing, which you have shared a couple of things with us about that as well. Let me go to a phone call here. We got David in Chicago on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, David. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier.
Yes, sir. I do agree that Tiger is probably the best golfer ever. But
right.
I just don't agree with, it doesn't make it right what he did. And I know just listening to him talk about these nine women with their big fat mouth, I mean, I'm 37, okay? I've been married for 20 years now. And, I mean, I value my wife's opinion, and I have been put in the position that I could have cheated on my wife. But I look at it as, I mean, that's a two-way street. I mean, I look at it as, if I do that to my wife, how would it make me feel if my wife did that to me? And,
I don't disagree with it. But you're talking about you and your wife. I'm asking you this question. That's between you and your wife. What's that got to do with these other women who decide to publicly geld him? I mean, and you know what that means. Do you follow horse racing? You know when they geld
a
horse.
Okay. I know
they
exactly
publicly
what you're talking
him,
about.
They publicly tie him to a tree and geld him, and then laugh about it.
Well, they're not laughing about it.
No.
Go ahead.
Well, what it is they're upset because they probably didn't know about each other. But, I mean, you know, Tiger is in that position. I mean, come on. Everybody wants to be with Tiger. I mean, Tiger, I mean, his wife was a beautiful woman. I mean, I can't say how she was as far as, you know, personally and so forth. On the outside, she was a very beautiful woman, okay? All of these other women that you see, they're very beautiful women. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it would be very tempting. But that's where him as a man should be able to say, no, I love my wife. I respect my wife. I mean, that just showed no respect for his wife or himself.
That may be the case, but there are male golf fans out there that have decided to hide behind mama
and allow this man to be dragged behind a Jeep. And
oh, come on, man. I don't want any of that racial imagery, okay?
Well, you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean.
Tiger threw himself underneath that truck. He put himself in that boat. There was no other golfer saying, hey, Tiger, you know, you need to go be with this one or you need to go be with that one. Tiger took that upon himself to do that.
Don't you think these women could have had the decency to keep their big, fat pie hole shut so the man doesn't have to have his life wrecked? I mean, now we've got a whole golf season ahead of us. If you love golf like I do, you know I look forward to January every year. Well, guess what? The greatest golfer in history won't be out there. You want to know why? Because nine of them, blah, 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 blah. Big, fat gaps.
You never know. I mean, one of those nine
exactly.
women could have had something and gave him something that he might not ever get rid of, too. You ever thought of that one? He could have gave something
to golf?
His wife. Right.
What's that got to do with golf? It's got nothing to do with golf. What do you think he's going to go out and give it to Davis Love?
Well, no. Let's say he contracts some kind of disease, and that shortens his life. He's not going to be able to play the sport that he loves. And, you know, I mean, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, you're quibbling. I'm talking about...
No, that's not quibbling. That's you're talking about an STD.
This gentleman, he's exactly what I'm talking about. You're sitting here, you're finding every excuse in the book to stick another knife in a tiger's back. In my opinion, we ought to be looking to do that.
He did that to himself, and that's what you can't understand. I mean, unless you were standing right there, saying, Tiger, don't do that. I mean, Tiger's his own person. And as far as these women, I mean, how are they wrong for saying, yeah, I was with Tiger.
Did five more have to come out of the woodwork? Did five more have to say, you know, he's not bleeding enough. Let me just jump out of the woodwork and stick another one in his back and another one in his back. And here comes another one. Just, let's make sure that when we finally leave, Tiger is laying there, okay, with traffic zipping around him like he's roadkill, and maybe somebody will call out Caltrans and get it off the road. I mean,
oh boy, are you are,
yeah.
You know, you really make it all seem so dramatic.
It is. It's okay. You're right. It's not dramatic at all. The greatest golfer in history.
Okay, this is laying there
to rot in the sun like carrion.
Tiger is put up on a pedestal. Okay, and that's what I try to explain it to you. There's so many women that would love to be with him. It is Tiger's choice.
I don't doubt that at all. How does it feel, sir, to sell out your gender by defending these nine big Bob Fords?
No, I am not selling out my gender.
Oh,
at all.
Come on.
No, you're selling them out. Selling them out
for 20 pieces of silver.
There was a man who was sold out once. You know what his name was, right? Jesus? You heard of him? They sold him out, too. And
oh, boy. We're really. Now we got Tiger up there with William Wallace and Jesus.
Oh, okay, it's real funny. Ha, ha, ha. Real funny. You know something? I'm going to tell you what, David, and I don't mean anything, David. I think you have the same problem most guys have. You know what? Your wife might as well be your mama, and you're hiding behind her skirt. And, yeah, that's what you're doing.
You're the guy that said that you had an 18-year-old wife, and the father and your mom kissed you on the mouth.
I don't have to sit around and do what my mama wants me to do. And I feel bad for Tiger. Just remember, David, when we could have stood up and said, you whores, okay, we heard your story. Now go on back to the red light district and do whatever you do. Play the piano, get a drink for a customer, but don't bother one of the greatest golfers that ever lived.
But
you really are finding some ways to...
Your train of thought is crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts, man, because what you're doing here is you're saying that these women are the... Tiger's the victim.
Exactly. Tiger's the victim. He's the victim of being a man, of being a normal, healthy man. And you know what he did? He trusted, as we've all trusted, a woman to keep his confidence. And it ain't going to happen, not in this planet or any other planet that they have yet to discover. Although they've got a new planet that, I don't know if you read the news about the new planet.
I don't care. David, thanks so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. What new planet?
They got a new planet. They discovered. But
I don't care about that. Are you talking about that's where the women are that aren't going to stick it in a man's back?
Maybe. I'm hoping. I'm praying. This is one man, me, Vernon Dozier. I don't need to sit there and get, you know, get my mommy. I don't need to get her permission.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Oh, okay. So I'm some kind of a weirdo? Am I a weirdo because my mother kissed me on the lips? Well, I've been able to get past that. I don't let my mama tell me what to do.
877-876-PHIL. We got the stories we couldn't get to coming up. Vernon, I do appreciate it.
Oh, is your mama calling? You got to go to the whatever it is, the stories?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Mommy, I'm going to do the stories we couldn't get to coming up next. Okay, go ahead. Go. Your mama is calling you.
Phil Hendry.
Mama.
Now, Ghost to Ghost with Art Bell. If you're calling from west of the Rockies, it's early there, isn't it? If you're calling from east of the Rockies, you should be in bed now. If you're calling from south of the Rockies, I don't know where you are. Could be Mexico, could be a little bit further south. You might be a remnant of Commodore Perry trying to find the South Pole. And if you're calling from north of the Rockies, why, you're me. And now, Art Bell.
And thank you very much, Ross Mitchell, and a very pleasant good evening to all of you, no matter where you're listening to our broadcast this evening. Here, this is Coast to Coast. I'm Art Bell. You rarely hear me now doing this program. I think I'm on only once a week. It seems like I'm only on once every 6 months, but they tell me, no, Art, you're in here once a week. Well, tonight we're going to be talking with General Johnson Jameson from far beneath the Saskatchewan crust. And General Jameson is going to be trying to recreate the conditions surrounding the death of the beloved actor David Carradine. And he joins us from his bunker complex. And General Jameson, a very pleasant good morning to you. I know that this is an experiment that could very well solve a mystery that deepens even as we speak and as we continue with this program in light of what the Thai police have found, and certainly...
Are you done yet? Because I really got to hit the can, and I don't know how much time we have in the segment.
Well, I'm very sorry, General Jameson. I didn't know that you were waiting me. I was trying to finish my monologue, and...
Yeah, I think everyone gets the idea. I'm here in my... Can we do this? Because Igor has the... He's done a couple of good square knots on this rope, and I have it around my neck. Now, what we're going to do, Art, just so you know, is we're going to not only put the rope around my neck, which Igor is about to do, and put it on my neck now.
Hey, man, I got that pill! Yeah, I got that. That was good.
All right, I've got the rope around my neck, and if you could... those triple-shot lattes.
Yeah.
Igor sounds very enthusiastic this morning. I'm sure that this experiment is one that you've thought about in a multiple variety of ways. And
you quit impressing everybody with what you don't know, Bell, okay? Don't impress everyone with what you don't know. I know. I'm General Johnson Jameson.
But you're not a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I've got... Have you got a laboratory? The answer to that is no. I have a laboratory. You don't. Now... Igor, I want you to put this belt around my neck. What I'm going to try to do here, Art, is recreate the conditions surrounding the death of the, as you mentioned, beloved actor David Carradine. Now, he's going to just, that's it, loop it gently.
Get that rope down, man.
Loop it gently. Don't... Okay, good. Yeah. Art, can you hear me?
Yes, General Jameson, I can hear you.
You know, I just noticed something with this rope around my neck. I sound a little bit like you, don't I?
I don't think that was necessary to say something like that. You're making me sound as if, you know, I'm one of the, Now, what is that?
Hold on. I don't want to call 911 yet, you homosexual. I don't want to do that yet. Just wait. I don't want to do that yet, Igor. Do you understand?
I want to call them up.
What was I hearing there, General?
That's the... We're going to call 911 to see how fast it takes them to get here. See, after he loops the thing around my neck. You understand where I'm going with this?
I understand. So, in other words, you're going to try to asphyxiate yourself and still live?
Yes, because I maintain that Carradine could have called 911 and gotten himself out of that bind if he wanted to. However, if he was getting his ass kicked by ninjas or whoever they were, and then they did the thing around the neck, see?
They would have prevented him from calling 911, is that your point?
Yes, that's my point. You sound skeptical.
I think you, General Jameson, and just this for our coast-to-coast audience, and they can see pictures of you right now. If they go to our website, they'll see pictures of you with the belt around your neck.
Not yet. Hold on for a minute. Turn the camera on. Okay, it's on now. All right, now I'll put the belt around my neck.
Okay. Now I had the belt around my neck. Now, what I'm going to do... Wait a minute. All right.
Will you knock it off with that phone, Igor? I swear to God, I'm going to kill you.
You got to find out, man. I got a pizza.
What? We're not calling for pizzas. You want to call for pizza? All right, here we go.
Okay. All right.
Yes, General Jameson, I can hear you.
Okay. I have the bell around my neck. I have the bell around my neck. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, my name is General Johnson Jameson. Okay? My name is General Johnson Jameson, and I'm having a choke myself. I can assist her. I hear my name is General Johnson Jameson, and I'm trying to choke myself. Can you send an ambulance over here to my house? Okay?
What are you, some kind of a gerbil in your rear end?
What did you say?
Are you one of these guys with a gerbil? I don't understand what you're doing.
I got a gerbil.
Let me jump in here if I could.
Okay.
Yes, operator, this is Art Bell.
You got a gerbil?
No, I don't have a gerbil. I don't understand your question. I'm speaking for General Johnson Jameson.
Right.
And he is asphyxiating himself right now, and he'd like you to roll an ambulance. I believe that's your terminology, roll an ambulance.
You want one? Yeah, I
want to
have an ambulance.
Well, how come you sound like a gerbil?
What? How come you sound like a gerbil? Operator, hold on a minute. Hang the phone up.
This is not working, Art.
Well, it sounds to me as if the 911 operator, and by the way, this is Coast to Coast, I'm Art Bell, along with General Jonathan Jameson, and he's trying to call 911 while asphyxiating himself to see how long it'll take to get an ambulance there. But I thought I heard the operator say it sounded as if you had a gerbil wedged.
That's exactly what she said, and she knew what she was saying, by the way. She knew what she was saying. She knew she was insulting me. So let's try this one more time. Go ahead. Loop it around my neck.
General Johnson Jameson will now have the belt looped around his neck one more time.
Loop it!
Okay, you're bound to have my neck. Call him up.
Igor, I guess you should call him up.
Oh, yeah!
There we go. Okay, the call's going through the 911 now.
911, Robert Bell, say.
Hi, I'm General Johnson Jameson, and I'm expecting myself. I need to have an interview. Okay, I know it.
All right, we got a gerbil extraction, mate?
Right.
All right, sir, where are you located?
Oh, it's not a gerbil extraction. I got a belly. I hope you burn in hell.
Say it again.
I hope you burn in hell.
The man says he's in hell.
So, operator, this is Art Bell.
Oh, no, he's Art Bell. He has a gerbil.
I'm not Art Bell. I have a gerbil.
Operator, this is Art Bell. I don't have a gerbil wedged anymore. Operator, did you disconnect? I hope you disconnected that call because I don't want...
Wait, we'll call back. Never mind. Listen, you horse. I'm not...
Disconnected, man.
She disconnected, Bell. What are you doing to me?
General Jameson, I'm not doing anything. You're the one that has called up with the voice of Peter Pan or whatever.
I don't have the voice of Peter Pan. I've got a belt around my neck.
and I want to get an ambulance.
Well, I believe the 911 operator said it was a gerbil extraction.
I heard that. And then, you know what?
Well, you said that you wanted her to go to hell.
I did. I wished her to hell.
And then she said, oh, it's Art Bell, and he's the one that needs a gerbil extraction. And that's what, of course, the confusion was. And I had to disconnect because I could not have my fans or anybody else out there believing that.
What?
I said I couldn't have my fans out there believing that.
You know something, Bell? You do it on purpose. Every week you do it on purpose to make me look like the back end of a horse backing out of a steak. Oh, there it is. There's that gay music.
Coast to Coast with Art Bell has been brought to you by Winklow's Gerbil Extraction, 2121 Sunnyvale.
I hope you burn in hell.
Hello, Aubrey.
Coast to Coast.
All right, there's our Art Bell segment. By request, by the way, from Brian requested Art Bell. Well, that's rough.
Yeah, if he's asphyxiated and then they think it's a gerbil extraction.
Phil Hendry.
You want to do different equipment out?